Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, send it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. A reminder that you can support the show, support.greatdetectives.net on a one-time basis, or become one of our great Patreon sponsors over at patreon.greatdetectives.net and pledge a small portion each month to support the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. But now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. Original air date, November the 1st, 1945, and this one is titled Mary Vanishes.
Inspector Faraday, would you like a cup of tea, or would you say your visit was an official one?
Sure, I'd say it, Miss Wesley. Why shouldn't I say it? It is official. And I'm giving you an official message for your friend Boston Blackie.
Well, why don't you give it to him yourself?
Because I can't find him, that's why. I never can find him when I want him.
Oh, dear. Sometimes I have the same trouble.
All right, so you have trouble, too. Now, listen. I've got Shorty in jail, and I'm going to keep him there. Because he stuck up a gas station night before last. You get that?
Well, yes, only Shorty told Blackie he didn't do it. Said it was a fellow named Donald Bolton that did.
Donald Bolton? We've only been looking for him for 2 years. He's probably wearing cement shoes by now. Now, you got the message I want you to give Blackie?
If I hear from him.
All right, if you hear from him. Now, you know what to tell him?
Oh, no, that's the detail you forgot to mention.
Huh? All right, so I'm remembering now. Tell him to keep his nose out of this case. That Shorty's guilty and he's going to trial. Now, don't forget to tell Blackie what I said.
If?
Yeah, I know, if you hear from him. Goodbye, Miss Wesley.
Goodbye, Inspector. It's all right, Blackie, he's gone. You can come in here now.
Cash? Beneficial Finance Company has the cash you want for any good reason.
Just say the word.
Call up. Tell us how much you want and when you want it.
You're the boss.
Yes, you're the boss.
At Beneficial.
Right now, you get ready cash at Beneficial. The instant way to clean up bills, buy the things you need, do the things you want. For service that's just a little friendlier and faster, come to Beneficial for ready cash.
Cash, just say the word.
When you want cash, for any good reason, just tell us how much you want and when you want it.
You're the boss.
You're the boss.
At Beneficial.
Beneficial Finance Company.
And now meet Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
Well, Blackie, do I look like a girl looking for a job?
I think you're a little too well fed. Aww. That gingham dress does make you look like a country girl, Mary.
Well, that's the general idea, isn't it? For me, the next self-made who doesn't know where her next pail is coming from.
That's it, Bet. Now, I'm going to stop the car in a while, and you're going to get out and walk to that farmhouse on the hill.
Then what?
Then you're going to ask the farmer if he could use a hired girl. And you're going to get the job, I hope.
Then what?
One more, then what, and you retain permanent possession of that expression. Then you're going to find out if Donald Bolton is hiding out at his parents' farm.
Blackie, isn't this about the time I ought to begin getting scared?
If it is, do it now and get it over with.
Okay.
Donald Bolton's parents are decent, hardworking people. You won't have any trouble with them. Maybe they're hiding out their son. If they are, I want to know it.
If they are, I'll find out, Blackie.
Gee, I hate to ask you to do this, Mary, but if I went snooping around, Donald would either hole up or skip.
Oh, sure.
Well, this is as far as I go. If you do locate Bolton there, call me and I'll come out from the city and make him talk. It's the only way I know to get Shorty out of jail.
If he's there, I'll find him, Blackie. That is, providing I get the job. Wish me Cull.
Cull?
Sure. That's luck spelled backwards. Everybody's spelling things backwards lately. It started with advertising slogans or something. Oh, Blackie, don't you know anything?
I guess, hon.
Hmm?
That's not spelled in reverse.
Oh.
Now get going, Mary. I don't care how you pronounce your words, but don't be backward about getting the information we need.
I'm awfully glad you've come to work for us, Mary. You'll like it here, I hope. We'll try to make you feel at home.
Yes, sir, Mary, we sure will. And it'll be a lot less lonesome now. This pretty big house for just Mom and me and the hired man to live in.
Oh, thank you very much for everything. I would like to telephone my mother and say I'm all right. May I?
Well, of course, dear. Pa and I are going to bed. Life begins kind of early on the farm. You coming, Pa?
Well, I was going to wait up for the hired man to come in, but I reckon he ain't coming back from town early. You'll meet him in the morning, Mary.
All right.
Yeah, I'll go with you, Mom. Good night, Mary.
Good night, both of you. And thanks again.
Good night, Mary.
Hello.
Hello. This is Mary Wesley. I'm at the Bolton Farm, and I would like to get Barclay 14577 in the city, please.
Certainly. You're the new hired girl out at the farm?
Well, yes. Yes, I am.
Probably seems strange to you that I know that. Only there isn't much in a small town that a telephone operator doesn't know.
Oh, I can imagine that.
Here's your party.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, Blackie. This is Mary.
Yes, Mary.
Blackie, will you get out here first thing in the morning? I can't tell you why over the phone.
I'll be there. Are you all right, Mary? Does anybody suspect anything?
Not a thing. Now, I've got to go now. Good night, Blackie, and don't worry. Nobody here has any idea who I am. Oscar now.
What?
That's backwards for so long.
So nobody knows who you are, huh?
Oh, I...
You turn around to look at me or open your mouth to yell, my fine hired girl, and I'll cut your throat right here.
Come in. Good morning.
Good morning. You're Mr. Bolton, I imagine.
Yes, I am. But I don't think we'd be interested in buying anything right now.
Oh, I'm not selling anything, Mr. Bolton. I'd like to see Mary Wesley, if I may.
Mary Wesley?
Yes, the girl you hired yesterday afternoon.
Must be some mistake. We didn't hire no girl yesterday.
Why, I can't understand this. Mary told me on the telephone she was working here.
No, maybe some other farm. There's Tom Gordon's place over past Four Corners. Or Ed Stanley's farm, about 2 miles down the road. Did you try there?
No. No, I didn't. I suppose I might, though. Say, that young fellow working on the fence over there, is that your son?
We don't have no son.
I'm sorry, believe me.
That's a hired man, Judd Garson. Been with us for years.
And if I talk to him?
No, go right ahead. I'm sorry I couldn't help you, young man.
That's all right. What's this all about?
Hey, Judd!
Need me?
Yes. Stick there for a second, will you? I'd like to talk to you.
I'll be here. Here all day, tomorrow, next week, fixing this fence. What's on your mind, stranger?
Well, I need some help. Last night, a girl named Mary Wesley telephoned me. She said she was speaking from this farm and that she'd been hired by Mr. and Mrs. Bolton yesterday afternoon.
Don't know nothing about that.
You didn't see a girl about 23, blonde, and blue eyes, about this high?
Not since the carnival came to town last year, I ain't. You say she telephoned you?
Yes, and she said she was here at this farm.
Well, telephone central's located in town, a couple of miles down the road. You could get there and find out about any call made from here. You'll be able to find the town all right?
I think so. I wish I could be as sure of finding Mary.
Excuse me, please. I saw you drive up from that direction. But can you tell me how far the Bolton Farm is from here?
About 3 or 4 miles, soldier. I just came from there.
Hey, it's ex-soldier, if you don't mind. Took me 3 years to get that X added to the word, and I kind of like to keep it on now.
I see what you mean. Say, I'm in a rush. I'll drive you back to the farm if you want to wait while I go into the telephone office here.
Oh, that's swell. I'm Eddie Adams.
Glad to meet you, Eddie. I'm Boston Blackie.
Boston Blackie? Hey, you're not the Boston Blackie. Ooh.
Who is in a great deal of a hurry right now? Yes, I am. Wait for me, Eddie. I won't be long.
Okay, Blackie. I'll be here.
Hello.
I wish somebody would walk in here sometime and say something besides hello. I'm a little sick of that word.
I can understand why. Tell me something, honey. Will you? Were you working at the switchboard last night at about 10:30?
Yes. Only operate on duty. 10 at night to 10 in the morning. Oh, it's quite a stretch, isn't it?
Yes, quite. Well, I want to know if a telephone call was made from the Bolton farm at 10:30 last night.
Well, I can look it up if you like. But I can tell you right now there wasn't. If there was, I'd remember it. I could probably tell you what was said, too. Don't get much else to do at night except listen in on calls.
Say, you look a little tired. You know that?
Tired isn't the word, young lady. Bewildered would be a whole lot better.
Awful nice of you to drive me out to the farm, Blackie.
It's nothing, Eddie.
Boston Blackie, my chauffeur. I'm getting up in the world. One day, I'm a soldier. The next day, I'm a farm owner. And today, I got a chauffeur.
Farm owner?
Yeah, sure. I bought the Bolton farm yesterday. Saw it last week through an agent in town and bought it yesterday at my price.
How much?
$15,000. It's a steal. They wanted $25,000 for it, but $15,000 was all I could raise, so they took it. Got the papers in my pocket. Agent signed them last night.
So the Boltons sold their farm, huh?
Yep.
Look, you're the new owner, right?
Sure, bought it yesterday.
Well, I want to go through that farmhouse with you as soon as we get there. I want to go through it from top to bottom. If I don't find what I'm looking for, I'm going to take everything on that place apart, starting with Pa Bolton.
Hello. What can I do? Oh, it's you again.
Yes, it's me again, Mr. Bolton. I want to come in.
Sorry, we ain't receiving visitors today. Mom, hand me my shotgun.
What's the trouble, Pa?
Now, look, Mr. Bolton, we don't want any trouble.
Here's the gun, Pa.
I don't want no trouble either, son. That's why you're going to move off my property now, and you're going to stay off it from now on.
It isn't your property anymore, Mr. Bolton.
Oh, no? Who says so?
I do. I bought your farm from Mr. Willis, your agent, last night. I paid cash for it, and I got the papers to prove it.
Yeah, I don't care what papers you got. Nobody had no right to sell this farm except me. And I didn't sign no papers. Now get going, both of you, and fast. Unless you figure you'll both look good in buckshot.
Blackie, what am I going to do? That money was all I had in the world. I had to borrow half of it at that.
I've got my own problem to worry about, Eddie. My girlfriend Mary has disappeared. But there's just a chance your problem and mine are connected in some way. Who sold you the farm?
Mr. Willis. He was registered at the hotel in town. Only if this is a phony deal, he's probably skipped by now.
That's right, he probably has. But we'll go back and see, just to make sure. Maybe talking to a guy who sells real estate will help me do a little groundwork.
The clerk said Mr. Willis hadn't checked out. And this is his room, Blackie, number 928.
Okay, maybe I better go in alone.
Door locked?
Temporarily. But only temporarily, believe me.
Gosh, Blackie, I'd heard you could open anything, and now I'm actually watching you do it.
You mean you actually watched me? Yeah, that's it. Mr. Willis is probably not in. Come on in, Eddie. We'll make ourselves to home till he gets here.
Hey, Blackie. That's Mr. Willis lying on the floor. He's been stabbed.
Yes, Eddie, it looks like the end of the road for Mr. Willis. And the end of the trail for us.
Ivers, do you sometimes feel uncertain behind the wheel? You know, driving's more fun when you feel secure. That's why it makes sense to make sure your car is always in good operating condition. And for additional peace of mind, it makes sense to insure your car with Nationwide Mutual. Why? Because Nationwide offers you the broadest protection on the road today. You can't beat Nationwide's fast claim service. Compare Nationwide with any other auto insurance and you'll be convinced. For full details, call your local Nationwide man. He's in the yellow pages.
Nationwide, auto insurance, your best buy. Fight for Nationwide, auto insurance, always the best.
And now back to Boston Blackie. Boston Blackie knew that if he could find Donald Bolton, racketeer son of a farming couple, he could get his friend Shorty out of jail. He sent Mary to the Bolton's farm to find out if they were hiding their son. And though Mary telephoned Blackie that she was there and asked him to come out the next morning, Blackie found no trace of her when he arrived. In town, he met an ex-soldier who had developed was swindled out of $15,000, which he had put up for the purchase of the Bolton farm. And Blackie and the soldier go to look for the agent who negotiated the deal and find him dead. It's a few minutes later in Inspector Faraday's office at police headquarters.
Yeah, I know, lady. Sorry, lady, we haven't had any word of your husband.
For Bolton Farm.
Okay, try us again later, lady. Her husband isn't missing. He just ran away to get away from her voice. Oh. Yeah, Faraday speaking.
Are you Inspector Faraday?
Yeah?
This is Sheriff Calkins, Inspector.
Okay, so it's Sheriff Calkins. What about it?
It's me, Inspector Blackie. Wait a minute, don't hang up.
No, why shouldn't I? What's the idea of putting on that phony voice?
Be sure you talk to me, Faraday. I'm in a jam.
Well, hooray!
I'm serious, Faraday. I need help.
You ever try advertising in the papers? We got a maid that way once.
Please, Inspector, this is important. Mary's missing. I can't find her.
First she can't find you, now you can't find her. You know, I got an idea. It's a game you two kids are playing.
Faraday, I need you and a warrant to get into the Bolton farmhouse up here in Greene County.
Sorry, it's out of my territory. Anything else I can't do for you today?
Listen, you've got to come up here. Mary has disappeared. It's a police case. You are a police officer, aren't you?
Sure, but let me remind you, I'm in the homicide department. There'd have to be a murder to get me out.
I've got that, too. A real estate agent by the name of Sam Willis has been stabbed. I'm in his hotel room now.
Oh, yeah? Blackie, why did you do it? I'll get you for this. I see. Cute, aren't you? Just a gag to get me up there. I'm sorry, Blackie, it didn't work.
But there has been a murder here, Inspector.
So report it to the local cops. I got no authority up there anyhow. You ought to know that.
I've got your authority too, Faraday. This killing is a lead to Donald Bolton. I've got reason to believe he's alive. How'd you like to bring him into headquarters on a murder rap?
I'd rather bring you in on one, but I'll settle. Where did you say you were?
The Beacon Hotel, Northville. It's about 200 miles.
Okay. Keep the local cops away from that body, and I'll fly up there. And Blackie, don't kill anybody else, at least until I get there.
Sorry, we have to keep you up here in the attic, Mary. But we must.
Why must you?
I brought you some ham. We smoked it ourselves. And some milk.
Well, thank you, but can't you please let me out? Please.
I'm sorry.
What's that noise?
That's nothing to get excited about. It's the hired hand in the next room.
Mrs. Bolton, I've got to get out, and right now. Now, I don't like to do this,
please,
but...
Please don't come near me, Mary. Oh, I'm afraid I'll have to use this.
A gun? Mrs. Bolton, just what are you?
I'm going to have to go now and lock you in again. Please don't make any disturbance. Bye.
Judd, can you hear me through this wall?
Yeah, I can hear you all right. What's up?
Well, I've got $20. I'm pushing through this crack in the board. There. Now take it and get in touch with a man named Boston Blackie in the city. You tell him that I'm being held prisoner here in the attic. And Judd, please hurry.
Okay, Blackie, so it's a body. And according to the clerk, it's Sam Willis, a real estate agent. So what?
So he was a swindler, Faraday. He took $15,000 from this soldier here and gave him a worthless deed for the Bolton farm.
Okay, so he's a swindler and he got murdered. If he was alive, all he'd get is maybe 20 years. He got paid off better than the law could do it.
Sure, I know that. But get this, Faraday. Suppose Donald Bolton was hiding out on his parents' farm.
All right, I'm supposing. What do I do next?
You use your head. Donald sells his folks an idea. They ought to sell the farm for $25,000 and go somewhere to make a fresh start.
You know, maybe I'm a little dumb, like you always say, Blackie. I must be. I'm still listening.
I'll make jokes when I'm finished making sense. The Boltons use a real estate agent named Willis to handle the details. He double-crosses everybody concerned and pockets Eddie Adams' $15,000. Donald Bolton finds out about the cross and kills him.
It could be. But where does Mary fit into this?
I don't know, unless she's in Donald's hiding place and they're holding her somewhere on that farm right now. I hope. Come on, Faraday. Let's you and Eddie and I break into that farmhouse and break this case wide open.
Come on, open up in there. This is the law. Open up! Well, it's about time. All right, come on in, Blackie. You too, Eddie.
Don't worry, Faraday. I'm with you. Well, Mr. Bolton, where is she? Where's Mary?
Well,
I'll handle this, Blackie. This the guy you say is keeping Mary prisoner?
That's the man, Inspector.
Okay, you. What'd you do with that girl? Come on, talk before I go to work on you. Where's Mary Wesley?
Mary Wesley?
Don't give me that innocent stuff. Where's Mary Wesley? Where have you got her hidden? Come on, start talking before I get tough.
Mary Wesley? Oh, if you mean our new hired girl, she's here.
We know she's here, but where?
Well, just a second. I think she's in the kitchen. You want me to call her?
I certainly do. He's bluffing.
Mary! Oh, Mary! Would you come out a minute, please?
Hey, Blackie, this whole thing's mixed up worse than ever.
No, it isn't. I haven't seen Mary yet. I don't even think she... Oh. Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Blackie. And Inspector Faraday. Well, what are you doing here?
What do you mean, what is he doing here, Mary? What have they been doing to you?
Oh, nothing. It's wonderful here. I love it.
Oh, fine. Well, you're going to love it from a distance. You're leaving right now.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Blackie. I don't want to go.
Mary, I don't understand.
You don't understand. There are lots of things at headquarters I don't understand, and you make me travel 200 miles to get confused. Come on, Blackie.
I'm not leaving without Mary.
Well, Mary?
Oh, I'm staying. Why, Blackie, I haven't slept as well in months as I do out here. You know, people have been looking for years for the land of Nod, and I found it right here. This is the land of Nod. Goodbye, Blackie. Call me sometime.
Come on, Faraday. Let's go, Eddie.
Hey, what about my money, Blackie? You said you'd take care of that.
Later, Eddie. Well, Inspector?
Come on, before I lose my temper in front of Mary. Goodbye, Mr. Bolton. Sorry to have bothered you. You won't be annoyed again.
Goodbye, sir.
Okay, Blackie, now talk. What's this all about? As if you knew.
I do know. Keep walking along this path, Inspector, until we get to those bushes. Then you and Eddie hide them.
Well, if I was a genius like you, I suppose I'd know why.
That's right. Because we've got to go back in the house and surprise the Boltons, that's why. Donald Bolton is there, Mary told me.
Oh, Mary told you, huh? Where was I all this time?
I didn't hear her say anything, Blackie. Ain't nothing about any Donald Bolton.
She said it just the same. Here, hide in these bushes while I get the car.
I love a new game, Blackie.
All right, listen. When Mary said this was the land of Nod, she emphasized Nod.
Huh?
Spell that backwards. It's Don. Don for Donald. She was trying to tell me Donald was there, and he is. Probably with a gun pointing at her from the kitchen to make sure she said nothing about him.
Nod means Don?
Sure, spelled in reverse. That should have been easy for you. You were a backwards child. Now, wait here. You probably are watching the road to see if we drive off. I'll take the car into town and pick up the local police. Just make sure nobody leaves.
This is just like a foxhole, Inspector, with branches.
Yeah, maybe. But believe me, I don't feel like any fox. What am I doing here, anyhow?
Gee, don't you know?
Yeah, when Blackie's around, I don't know anything.
Okay, both of you.
What?
Out of that bush with your hands up, quick.
Hey, what's this?
Who are you?
Never mind. I know who you are. I've been looking at pictures of you for 2 years.
Recognize me even with this beard, huh, Inspector? Well, I'll just borrow your gun in case
hey,
you get
wait.
Reckless.
Donald Bolton, huh? So you were hiding out on this farm?
Sure. I was the hired hand. I watched from the house and saw you two hiding here. Well, when Blackie gets back, he'll find your bodies.
You gonna murder us?
It's either you or me, and I'm selfish that way.
What about this soldier's door, Bolton? What's that story?
That. I told Willis to take 15,000 bucks from him and give him a phony deed. Then I bumped Willis and took the 15 grand. Simple. Now you and that soldier start walking toward the house, Faraday. We're suddenly gonna have a fire take place there.
Wait a second. Did you pull the gasoline station hold up Monday night?
Sure. I've been operating from here since I split with the gang. Now walk. Nobody's got a chance to find either of you for an hour when Blackie gets back.
Drop the gun, Don. Blackie's back now.
What? Hey.
I said... That's just to let you know that this is no toy I'm carrying.
Okay, Blackie. The gun's on the ground. I thought you drove away.
That's just what I wanted you to think. Okay, now. Let's all of us go into the house and have a little reunion. Getting a little dark out here.
Dark enough for me to get away.
Give me that gun, Blackie. Here. Oh. Got him. And I hope he lives long enough to tell us where he stashed your 15 grand, kid.
Jay, I hope so.
Wait for me here. I'm going to get Mary. Be seeing you two. My, oh my, there's nothing like a nice, peaceful day in the country.
You had the whole story figured right, Blackie. All the time I was talking to you and Inspector Faraday, Donald Bolton was watching through the sights of a loaded rifle from the kitchen.
Were you scared, Mary?
Not a bit.
Mary?
Well, why should I have been scared? The gun was pointed at you.
I see what you mean. Tell me, what happened after you hung up the telephone and asked me to come out the next morning?
Well, whoever grabbed me, we know now it was Donald, alias the handyman,
mm-hmm.
thought I knew his identity, so he parked me in the attic.
What was it you wanted to tell me that you couldn't say on the phone?
Oh, that. That I missed you, and that I wanted to come back to the city. Well, now, I couldn't very well tell you that with the operator listening in, as I knew she was doing.
Of course she was listening. She was Donald's girlfriend, we found out, which is why she lied about the call ever coming from the farmhouse.
Yeah. You know, Blackie, I'm glad Faraday didn't prefer charges against Pa and Ma Bolton. They were really very sweet. They wouldn't have harmed me. All they actually did was try and protect their son.
Yes, yes, I know. Well, Shorty's out of jail. You're off the farm. Eddie Adams is in the $15,000 Faraday recovered from Donald. I guess the Bolton case is closed.
Well, you know, Blackie, I kind of liked it on that farm. Someday, I think I'll get married and live a simple life in the country. Up at dawn, milk the cows, and maybe raise chickens.
Raise chickens, Mary? Is that something spelled backwards?
Oh, no, Blackie. That is until the real thing comes along.
This is Andrea J. Graham, author of the Web Surfer series. Oh, and A Madam's Wife. You're listening to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio.
Welcome back. Well, once again, another example of the program originally aired in 1945. These commercials, probably sometime in the early 60s. I have to admit, the inclusion of Inspector Faraday in this story is kind of odd, given that the real action of the story is 200 miles outside of the city. And it's a fair question Faraday asked as to why he didn't get somebody local to help, kind of asking Faraday for a character reference. Okay, maybe that wouldn't have worked out so well. Now, it's not uncommon for favorite police force by the detective when he's out of town. However, the detective usually just calls them and asks for something that they can do from the home city or something they can look up or research. In the Nero Wolfe novel, for example, Too Many Cooks, Nero Wolfe actually contacted Inspector Kramer and asked him to get some information. And Kramer obliged and sent it along to West Virginia. Now, as I think about that, it was kind of out of character for their relationship, but I guess that, you know, Rex Stout just thought that was the easiest way to get at the information. But to drag him 200 miles out of the city, I mean, plus, you think about that, that's a pretty long wait. And when he does get there, he kind of does the whole Perry White thing. You know, if you listen to the old-time radio Superman show, where he's just, you know, interrupting without any sort of reason as reasonable explanations are attempted to being offered. All right, well, listener comments and feedback. And we have an email from Scott who says, Adam, love the app. I've been a fan of old-time radio detectives for a long time, and finding your site was a great find, mystery heaven. Well, thanks so much, Scott. I'm glad you enjoy it. And that will do it for now. We will be back tomorrow with yours truly, Johnny Dollar. And next Thursday, join us back here for Boston Blackie. In the meanwhile, send your comments to Box 13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives. And become one of our friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.